Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my second podcast. And today's topic is titled singleness. So I know most of you are thinking, oh, why is she talking about singleness? I'm dating, have a boyfriend and all that. But yeah, trust me, this is as important as it should be. So yeah, so what is singleness? Singleness is a state of being alone, away from others. And don't get me wrong, I didn't say singleness is loneliness. I said singleness is a state of being alone, because most of us always confuse or tend to think that singleness is loneliness, or singleness means being less than, and that's not what it is. So I'm gonna take you through this topic. So if you're dating girl or boy, just know you're still single, because all of us are still single till you put a ring on it. You get me? So yeah, so even though you're dating, that means you're still single, because dating is not a commitment. Dating is just a vehicle that is supposed to take you to a destination that you have in your mind. So let's say you're dating right now, and you're dating this person, and the vehicle isn't going to the direction that you want. Remember, dating is not a commitment, so you have all the rights to like say, hey, I don't think you're going to the same direction as I want to, so yeah, I'll just alight here and walk. Who knows, as you walk, you may meet the man or woman of your dreams. But most of us have a mindset that if I'm dating, I'm married, so you end up getting stuck on a relationship that wasn't made for you. Anyways, so back to singleness. Singleness is supposed to be a time where you get to work on yourself, you get to know yourself better, and most importantly, you get to get closer to God and, yeah, the relationship with God. You see, God is a relational God. As in, is a God that wants relationship with us, and also he wants us to have relationship with other people. So in your singleness time, you have to work on your relationship with God. Love God, as in learn to love God, because it's the only way you'll get to love yourself. And the same measure that you love yourself is the way you're gonna love others. There's no way you don't love yourself. You're still working on yourself. You're still fixing yourself. And then you tell me you can love somebody else. As in, it doesn't happen. It's not happening. And that's the misconception we have. Most of us claim to love our partners, but you don't even love yourself. So that's not love. That's just lust, which is mostly from what we hear, what we feel, and what we see. So, because love is sacrificial. Like, God loved us so much that he gave his son to die for us. He sacrificed his son. So, if you're there and you're dating, don't kill me for this, but if you're dating and you, that's not love. Like, that's not love, because, and don't tell me you're sacrificing your time, because you're God's child. The time that you're sacrificing is God's time, not your time. You get? Love comes after marriage, because you'll have gone through all those sacrifices in your singleness, in your intentional dating, and in your engagement. I'll take you through all that next time. But right now, singleness, yeah, you should know that your singleness is a time that you should get closer to God and perfecting yourself. And then you should also know that marriage, your marriage will only be as good as your singleness period. Like, if you spend your singleness doing nothing, chasing around, you don't know yourself, you don't improve yourself, you don't get close to God, your marriage will equate your singleness time. So use your singleness time wisely. And then, most of us, our relationships aren't working because we have singleness problems. Like, think about it. Let's say, since you were in high school, have you ever decided or have you ever spent a year alone? Most of us have spent our years jumping from one relationship to the other. You've never spent a year alone and say, I'm going to use this year out of a relationship and work on myself and know who I am. Most of us have just been jumping from one person to another. So, you don't even know who you are. So, most of our relationship problems are singleness problems because you don't even know who you are. And the person you're dating also is suffering from the same disease. So, you're both incomplete trying to fix your puzzles together, which brings the hurt and the disappointments, and yeah, so you should learn to work on yourself. Then marriage does not perfect or improve your singleness, it just exposes it. So, yeah, it means, like, if you spend your singleness doing nothing and you get married, your singleness period will be reflected in your marriage. Because what you do in your singleness is the same thing you'll go and do it in your marriage. Marriage is not the paper, it's not walking down the aisle, because most of us think that's what marriage is. But let me tell you, what you do in your singleness is the same thing you're gonna do in your marriage. There's nothing will change, the gown won't change you, there's no magic that happens on that day that will make you a better person if you don't become a better person in your singleness. And most of us are so focused on the end goal, and most of us have a wrong end goal. Most of us, especially ladies, your end goal is to get married. But as in, most of us are so focused on marriage that we forget singleness is a gift from God. It's written in the Bible. Paul said singleness is a gift. So most of us are so focused on marriage that we forget that God has a purpose for us even before marriage. Even before meeting somebody else, God already had plans for you. So yeah, most of us are so focused on the marriage as the end goal. And maybe you don't think about, like, let's say you get married. Okay, that's not a big deal, you get married. What happens after your spouse dies after marriage? What are you gonna do? You'll still be single. So appreciating your singleness will help you cope up with those situations that we don't think of later on. But if you're not gonna perfect your singleness period, you'll find that you'll be always wanting to get a partner. But most of us are meant to stay single because God has a better purpose for us when we are alone than when we are with someone else. So yeah, today, that's gonna be today's podcast. I hope you learned something, and toodles, till next time.